From tests to T20, William Hill InPlay Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're down to the semi-finals of the World Cup, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is former Yorkshire and England cricketer Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Have you enjoyed the World Cup so far? It's been quite entertaining, hasn't it?
It has, it's been really good. I mean, people talked about it probably, you know, going on a little bit too long, but I think the standard's been really good. We've seen some incredible individual performances, and I think the best four teams are in the semi-final, so it really sets it up nicely for the two games.
Yeah, just a shame that England couldn't raise their game to perform as well. You had quite a good time of things in the outright market as well. I think you at the start you tipped an Australia-New Zealand final, and they're both still in contention. 5-4 for Australia to win it, South Africa are 3-1, 7-2 for New Zealand and 9-2 for India. So have you changed your mind from New Zealand?
No. I still, I think them getting the home draw at Eden Park, they probably would have preferred India, I guess, if they could choose between them and South Africa. But I'm still sticking with the New Zealand and Aussie final. I think they've been the two really outstanding teams.
And do you expect New Zealand to win if that were the final?
I mean, it's going to be tough. I think New Zealand psychologically got one over the Aussies when they beat them early in the tournament, but this Aussie team just looks so strong to me. The finals in Melbourne as well, and New Zealand won't have played outside their own country, so that could give the upper hand to whoever they play in the final. But I think it's going to be close. I think I'd probably just shade Australia, but they've still by no means got to the final yet. They've got a tough game as well against India.
Okay, let's move on to the semi-finals then. The first of them takes place at 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning UK time. It's New Zealand against South Africa from Auckland. New Zealand 11-10, South Africa 8-11. As the betting suggests there, this is quite a tight one to call, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think both semi-finals are. I mean, I'm just going to go with New Zealand. You know, they've not lost. They're on this incredible run, and the whole country's behind them. You know, normally it's such a rugby-based country, but it seemed to the performances of the team have just set the fans alight, and it's a really intimidating place to go. As I say, they're unbeaten there as well, and I really do think they've got the momentum behind them, so I think it's going to be tough for South Africa to beat them, but I think it'll be a close run thing.
Which way do you lean then if you had to nail your close?
I think New Zealand 11-10. I'm surprised that South Africa were that short, to be honest. But I'm going to stick with New Zealand. I think they've got the better all-round team. And as I say, I think you know, they've probably just got more match winners than South Africa have.
Okay, signing with New Zealand then. Let's take a look at a few of the player markets, starting with the top batsman for New Zealand. Kane Williamson is 3-1. Martin Guptill is 100-30. Brendan McCullum, 7-2. Ross Taylor, 9-2. 11-2 for Tom Latham, and 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. Martin Guptill has been one of the stories of the World Cup, with that 237 out against the West Indies in the quarterfinal. A new World Cup highest score. Do you see him backing it up with a top score here?
Yeah, he's been. I mean, New Zealand as a whole, the great thing about them, someone stood up every game, whether it's Gupton, McCullum, Williamson, Anderson's had a good tournament. The bowlers have been fantastic as well. I'm going to go with Kane Williamson at 3-1. I think he's been consistent throughout without getting a big score. I think there'll be a lot of nerves about, and I think he's a level-headed character. He bats at number three. He'll look to bat through the innings. The boundaries at Eden Park are short on the side, with it normally hosting rugby. And I think he'll look and get some calm to the New Zealand batting lineup. Having said that, you know, you look through all the other players in there and they can just score so quickly. Similar to South Africa in a way, but I'm just going to shade with Kane Williamson at 3-1.
Okay, Kane Williamson, the top batsman for New Zealand. Then, in terms of South Africa, Hashim Amla is the 11-4 favourite. De Villiers is 100-30. Du Plessis is at 9-2 with De Kock, and 6-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who stands out for you for South Africa?
Well, it's amazing. I think the man who looks to bat similar to Williamson is Amla in the South African team, and the rest, De Kock, Du Plessis, De Villiers, Russo, Miller, Dumini, all look to get on with it and really score quickly. I'm going to go with De Villiers, captain. I think he's an incredible player. I think for me, he's number one in the world at the moment. Very similar to someone like a Gupta McCullum, looks to get after the bowling straight away. And as I say, the short boundaries. I think New Zealand will probably take a few early wickets. I really like Southie and Bolt, which will leave South Africa's middle order. I think he'll have to get the runs. So I'm going to go with A.B. De Villiers at 3-1.
Okay, 113 in fact for De Villiers.
So, oh, is it?
Bit better value, yeah. Good stuff. On to ball in hand then. New Zealand, you've already mentioned Bolt and Southie there. They're the two at the top of the market. Trent Bolt is 9-4. Tim Southie is 3-1. Daniel Vettori is 4-1. McGlenaghan is 4s as well. And 9-2 are bigger prices for the others. Trent Bolt is the leading wicket taker of the competition so far. He's at the top of the market. And you've just mentioned that those two there, Bolt and Southie. So do you see it between the two as top bowler?
It is, yeah. I think it's between them two. I think you could make an argument for both. They've been fabulous, arguably the best opening partnership in the tournament. One thing for New Zealand, they're missing Milne, who bowls at around 50k. He could be a big loss for them. So I think Henry or Mills will come in. But I think on this wicket, it'll be between Bolt and Southie. And I'll go Southie because it's a better price. But I think you could pick either one, really. They've both been outstanding, and I think they'll look to get the early wickets for New Zealand.
Okay. South Africa then. Tahir is 11-4. Steyn is 3-1. Morkel 3-1 as well. Philander is 4-1, and 9-2 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you like for South Africa?
Yeah, I mean, Tahir's probably, it's not been a great tournament for spin, but he's been the outstanding spinner in the tournament. He got another four in the quarter-final against Sri Lanka. Dumini with the part-time off-spinners, he got three. But that was at Sydney, and I think this is a completely different wicket. So I think you've got to look at one of the seamers. Steyn and Markle will definitely play, and then I think it'll be between Philander and Abbott. So for me, it's either Steyn or Markle. I think on this pitch, this pace and bounce, I think it'll suit the taller bowler. So I'm going to go with Mornay Markle to be South Africa's leading wicket-taker.
Okay, Markle to be South Africa's leading wicket taker. Then any other markets that stand out to you in that match?
The one I like is first 15 overs, highest team. New Zealand have set this alight. They really have been incredible with Gupta and McCullum in particular. In the power play overs, I think they're scoring at nearly 8 and over compared to South Africa at 5 and over. So I think the price is 4-5, is it, for New Zealand to be highest run scorers in the first 15 overs?
4-5, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's a really good price. I think that's something New Zealand have done so well, you know, getting the innings off to a you know, really fast start, whereas South Africa have tended to start a little bit more cautiously and then pick up with the likes of De Villiers, Miller, Dumini, Du Plessis later on. So I think the first 15, I'd be looking towards New Zealand.
Okay. Is that your best bet of the match then, or is there something?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the man of the match is always one you can get involved in for people who like a bit of value. For New Zealand, I think Corey Anderson, he comes in at 6-7. He's had a really good tournament. He's picked wickets up as well. And he could be someone who, you know, could come in and get a 40, 50, 60 not out and pick up two or three wickets. So I think Anderson at 14-1 is someone I'd look at, because I think New Zealand will win this game.
OK. Let's move on to the other semi-final in Australia against India. Australia are 4-9. India 7-4. Are Australia a little bit short here?
I think I'm just worried for the Australians a little bit because of the surface in Sydney. We saw South Africa dismantle Sri Lanka with a spin at Sydney. I'd say a spin has got 7 wickets. I believe it's going to be the same surface. And Australia don't really have an out-and-out spinner. Yes, they use Maxwell. Clark can bowl a little bit. But they really do, you know, rely on their pace. And India, you know, in Jadeja and Ashwin have two really good one-day spinners. So I think there's a little bit of weather about, and I think India will fancy the chances. I still think Australia will win, but I think if India can win the toss, especially with their spinners, it could be closer than a lot of people think. But I'm just going to go with Australia because I just think they've got an outstanding team. Having said that, India have really surprised me in this tournament. They've played some great cricket, but I just think Australia have just too much firepower for them.
Okay, six straight wins, isn't it, for India? They haven't been beaten yet, so does that come
no,
into...
No, I mean, it does a bit. I mean, I think we talked before in the tri-series before the tournament, and they looked a shambles, especially with the ball, but in Shami, Sharma and Yadav, they really have bowled well and got it together. And as you say, six wins out of six is no mean feat. I think they've been in the easier side of the draw, if I'm honest, and I think the two best team in the tournaments are probably Australia and New Zealand. So this is a big test for them. They haven't, you know, fared well against Australia in the tests or the one day as they've played previously on this tour. So psychologically, that's a big burden for them to get over. But as I say, I think the wicket will even things up a little bit. So they'll be fancying the chances. But I still think Australia will just have a bit too much run.
Okay, Australia to win. Then let's go into the markets for the players. Then top Australia batsman David Warner is 100-30 joint favourite with Stephen Smith. Aaron Finch is 4-1. Michael Clarke is 9-2. Glenn Maxwell 13-2 and 7-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you like for Australia?
I'm going to go away from the favourites on this. I'm going to go with a man who's in sensational form. He bats a bit down the order. I'm going to go Glenn Maxwell. I think 13-2. You said. He's a bit like de Villiers for South Africa. He's been in sensational form. He scores so quickly. 44 he scored in the quarter-final against Pakistan. And Pakistan had just, at one point, got a little chink in the Australian armoury. But Watson and Maxwell played well. So Glenn Maxwell for me at 13-2.
Okay, Glenn Maxwell for Australia. For India then, Virat Kohli is 3-1. Rohit Sharma is 130. Dhawan is 7-2. Rahane is 5-1. Rayner is 6s and 7-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like for India?
Suresh Rayner, 6-1. Again, he bats down the order. I think this might not be a high-scoring game, so I think it'll be, as with Maxwell, someone from the middle order who comes in and just, you know, can try and find the boundaries and get a team a decent total. He's been in good form. He scored runs in the last game before the in the group stages and 65 in the quarterfinal against Bangladesh. So he's in good touch, and I think 6-1 represents a good price as well.
Okay, 6-1 about Rayner then in the top India batsman. Top Australian bowler, Mitchell Stark is the top of that market at 9-4. Mitchell Johnson is 3-1. Hazelwood is 7-2. Cummins is also 7-2. And then 9-2 are bigger prices for the others. What do you make of that market?
I think you've got to go with a man in form again, Mitchell Stark. He's been outstanding in the tournament. I think the two best seamers have been Trent Bolt and Mitchell Stark. I think it's been a real good tournament for the left-armers. We've a lot of left-armers about now, apart from with England, unfortunately. As I said, it could favour spin, but Australia don't really have a spinner. So I think Stark, who swings the ball and bowls well at the death for me at 9-4.
Okay, Mitchell Stark for Australia. For India then, Shami is 5-2, Kumar 7-2, Sharma 7-2 as well, Ashwin another 7-2, as is Yadav, and then 5-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who stands out to you there?
I'm going to go with Ashwin, the off-spinner. He picked up no wickets in the quarter-final, but he's had a good tournament and he doesn't go for many runs. And I think if India win this game, I think Jadeja and Ashwin, the two spinners, have to do some damage. The seamers have been very good, but I said if the surface does turn, this could be a key if India are going to upset. So I'm going to go with Ashwin at 7-2.
Okay, Ashwin at 7-2. Any other markets stand out to you in that?
The two other in the man of the match, one for each team, because I think there's a bit of value there too. I've already mentioned him for Australia, Glenn Maxwell. He bowls a bit of spin. He picked up a couple of wickets through the tournament, so 12-1 for Maxwell. And with India, the other spinner, Jadeja, he comes in just after Dhoni at number 7. He's very handy with a bat, and also picks up wickets as well. So again, he could be someone who if India are going to get to the final, Jadeja is going to have to bowl well. With Ashwin at 20-1, I think he's a good shout.
Good stuff. What will be your best bet of both semis, if to put you on the spot a little bit there?
I'm going to go back to the New Zealand game, and I think the first 15 overs, I think that's a great price. I really do. 4-5, the way New Zealand go about the first 15 overs, I think they'll outscore South Africa, and I think if I had to put my neck on the line, that would be the bet.
Okay, fantastic. Good work. Thank you very much, Anthony. Good luck, and enjoy the semis.
Cheers.
We'll speak to you again ahead of the final.
Will do. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.